Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day elsewhere. Moscow is in the midst of a devastating terror attack. They are reporting at least 40 people killed, with many more expected to either have already been killed and then the bodies found. Over 100 wounded. Three armed men, some sources say there were five armed men, opened fire inside a Crocus City Hall concert hall, which is near Moscow. This according to Russian state media agencies TASS and RIA Novosti, also reported by The Guardian, the British newspaper. They're believed to be dead and wounded. Russian state media reported without specifying any numbers. Well, the numbers are up now. The Russian news agency, which is just called 112, estimates the death toll is at 40 with 100 injured, a figure that is expected to rise. One eyewitness says the attackers were bearded. A shooting and fire were reported Friday night at a large concert hall near Moscow. Russian news agencies reported there were at least three people. They were bearded. They were wearing camouflage. They opened fire at the Crocus City Hall. The number of injuries is unclear, but video footage published on Russian social media channels showed chaotic scenes with large crowds of concert goers attempting to flee. Firefighters have evacuated about 100 people from the basement of the building, and efforts are underway to rescue people from the roof who have gathered up there. It is a devastating story. It's the worst attack in Russia in 20 years, and they are assuming it is associated perhaps even with ISIS, with the Islamic State. This according to eyewitnesses reported in The Guardian. The terrorists were armed with AKM assault rifles. Some carry unloads with various ammunition. At least two of the attackers are carrying backpacks, possibly with Molotov cocktails. Russian authorities had recently carried out a series of raids against armed Islamist militants in the region of Ingushetia, leading to pitched firefights between police and the fighters. Earlier this month, Western countries, led by the United States, had issued a number of warnings for their citizens not to join public gatherings in Russia. On March 8th, so just 2 weeks ago, the embassy wrote, the American embassy, that it was monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts. Isn't that uncanny? U.S. citizens were advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. The warnings came shortly after Russia said it had foiled a planned shooting by an Afghan group linked to the Islamic State. It was unclear if this was the attack referred to in the warning. Meanwhile, without any warning at all, the whole world hit by the news that Princess Kate, the Princess of Wales, former Duchess of Cambridge, 42 years old, released a video which is it's unbearably touching. She has cancer. She is undergoing chemo treatment, preventive treatment, she says, to deal with her cancer. The video that shows her sitting on a bench and looking straight to the camera, there are flowers in the background. It was taken at Windsor Palace. But here is what she announced to the world, clip 11.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Okay, obviously a great deal of goodwill toward her and towards the royal family generally from people not just in the United Kingdom, but around the world. With all of this going on, Marjorie Taylor Greene has moved to vacate, filed a motion today to get rid of Speaker Mike Johnson, who just achieved his biggest triumph so far, and God bless him for this. Trying to avoid the government shutdown that it would be scheduled at midnight tonight, which would have included the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Health, Education, and Health and Human Services, and more. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene actually spoke about her motion to vacate. And speaking about vacating, there's a seat being vacated in Congress, and unfortunately it's a seat from one of the leading, best, most capable, most positive Republican members, Mike Gallagher. He'd already announced he wasn't running for re-election, but now he's resigning from Congress. He's resigning effective in April 19th, which would leave the Republican majority but just by a thread, but would be 217 to 213, which means that the Republicans could only afford to lose one vote if the Democrats stuck together to maintain their majority control of Congress. Also, the meeting with Secretary Antony Blinken and with Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, that appears not to have gone as well as some had hoped. The UN Security Council rejected a U.S. resolution. It rejected it on an 11-3-1 vote. That was with both Russia and China, both of which have veto powers on the Security Council, voting no. And why did they vote no on this resolution? Because they felt it didn't go far enough in condemning Israel. So no resolution in the UN for a ceasefire and no apparent progress in that direction. We're going to be talking a little bit about the economy in the United States and about the reason that so many people believe when all the numbers look to be pretty good, though the market, not so much market, having a tougher day today. But with all of that going on, we'll be speaking to economist and economics writer Jerry Boyer about the economy getting better, and to Ruben Navarrete about both candidates, both Biden and Trump, playing up ethnic tribal identity in the hope of getting votes from Latinos and Jews. We'll get to all of that coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm sure there will be here on the Michael Medved Show more information later during this show about the decision by Representative Mike Gallagher from the 3rd District of Wisconsin to resign from his seat. He had already announced his decision not to run for re-election. That in itself is a shame. He is the chair of a House subcommittee on China and particularly focusing on the Chinese Communist Party and the dangers that that party represents to the United States. And his statement, which is relatively brief, simply says that after conversation with my family, I have made the decision to resign my position as a member of the House of Representatives for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, effective April 19th, 2024. So he has a month more in Congress. I've worked closely with House Republican leadership on this timeline and look forward to seeing Speaker Johnson, as long as he remains Speaker, appoint a new chair to carry out the important mission of the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. My office will continue to operate and provide constituent services to the 8th District for the remainder of this term. Four terms serving Northeast Wisconsin in Congress has been the honor of a lifetime and strengthened my conviction that America is the greatest country in the history of the world. He's right about that. I will forever be proud of the work I did on the Armed Services and Intelligence Committees, chairing the Cyberspace Solarium Commission and chairing the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. It has truly been an honor to serve in the House of Representatives. If it is such an honor, why are you running away from it all these months early? It does give the Republicans a chance to field a viable candidate in what should be a safe Republican district. It's certainly one that Mike Gallagher won by major margins. But this is something Ken Buck, who is another good guy and another one of the brightest and I think most principled conservatives in the House of Representatives, he's also leaving. And he's also not even serving out the end of his term. What's so shocking about this right now is we have a process where you're seeing in the presidential campaigns and you're seeing elsewhere that people raise a tremendous amount of money even to win a congressional seat, let alone the presidency. And Mike Gallagher was widely assumed to be a potential winning candidate in the Senate race they have coming up with Tammy Baldwin, who is the very liberal senator from Wisconsin. She, by the way, in that polling yesterday there were tons of polls that all came out that showed how well Republican Senate candidates were doing. And there's a Senate candidate named Jim Hovde, who's a self-funded businessman and Republican, conservative. And he's right now tied, a statistical tie, with Tammy Baldwin. So that's another possible seat the Republicans could gain in the Senate. But meanwhile, how are they going to hold the House when they have a margin right now? It's down to when Gallagher leaves and Ken Buck leaves, it will be down to 217 to 213, which means that if two Republicans don't show up or they vote the other way, then you're at a tie. You're 215-215. This is a very, very difficult thing. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, makes it all the worse. She filed a motion to vacate. That's to get rid of the Speaker of the House, who has been barely holding this Republican caucus together, and he deserves credit for that. But here was a gentle lady from Georgia speaking about her attempt to get rid of the speaker.
This bill was basically a dream and a wish list for Democrats and for the White House. It was completely led by Chuck Schumer, not our Republican Speaker of the House, not our conference, and we weren't even allowed to put amendments to the floor to have a chance to make changes to the bill. I filed the motion to vacate today, but it's more of a warning and a pink slip. I respect our conference. I've paid all my dues to my conference. I'm a member in good standing, and I do not wish to inflict pain on our conference and to throw the house in chaos. But this is basically a warning, and it's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans and our Republican majority instead of standing with the Democrats.
Okay. Again, it's not standing with the Democrats. It is standing with a Republican majority to try to avoid a completely pointless and politically disastrous government shutdown. Then Manu Raju of CNN asked MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is she really going to carry out this motion to vacate, which would have to force a whole new vote within 2 days on a new speaker? Or is this just meant to scare people and get her some attention and clicks on the internet? Listen.
If it's a warning, does that mean that you're not going to go through and force this vote?
No, I will. I'm just
there's
not,
nothing that can convince you to back off.
There's not a time limit on this. It doesn't have to be forced and throw the house into chaos. I don't want to put any of our members in a difficult place like we were for 3.5 weeks. We're going to continue our committee work. We're going to continue our investigations. There's a lot of good investigations going that have to be able to proceed, and the American people deserve that. But I'm not saying that it won't happen in 2 weeks or it won't happen in a month or who knows when, but I am saying the clock has started. It's time for our conference to choose a new speaker.
Okay, here's a comment from Mike Lawler, who is a Republican from New York State, about what she's doing.
Kevin McCarthy. So she understands how chaotic and destructive it is to vacate the chair. When Matt Gaetz and 7 other Republicans teamed up with 208 Democrats to remove Speaker McCarthy, they created chaos and really were destructive to the Congress, to the institution.
Okay, and this is, he went on to say, I think it's idiotic, frankly. Doing stunts like this actually undermines our ability to win elections. Yes! And partially undermines the ability to win elections because you're not running the government effectively. What's next with all of that? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New York's Democrat Attorney General Letitia James ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties in New York if he doesn't come up with large amounts of bond money by Monday.
James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
USA's Laura Winters. The latest draft resolution from the United Nations Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. The first draft had a clause that, along with the ceasefire, Hamas would release hostages. The second draft, however, did not The U.S. hoping the Security Council votes on it today. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who lied about her kidnapping, has been ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and sentenced to probation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, I get too many emails. I do. And generally, I spend a great deal of time basically just trying to erase them. And yes, I look at most of them at least a little bit, unless it's somebody that I don't know and I don't know what it is. But I got an email right before the show. And the topic line, the subject line, got my attention. Subject line said, Democrats threatened to take the home I grew up in. And who's the email from? It's from Donald Trump Jr. And I wanted to share the message with you because it's very much related to items in the news. It says, fellow conservative, after denying my father the right to a trial by jury, the radical New York Attorney General Tish James is threatening to have the government seize the home I grew up in, Trump Tower. That's why I'm so glad to see that Representative Elise Stefanik of New York is leading the fight to disbar Tish James and rip her law license to pieces. But while this may be personal for me, this grave injustice should send shivers down the spine of every American. If the ruling party can get away with seizing the home of its leading opponent, then nothing is stopping these tyrants from shredding the rights of citizens like you. Most citizens would probably not be involved in the very complicated economic proceedings and legal proceedings that were created because of knowingly, it would appear, overestimating the value of his assets. Unless this travesty of justice is brought to a crashing halt, our free republic cannot and will not survive. In other words, if Trump doesn't win his dispute with the state of New York about his business practices, that's the end of the republic. And then it says, please make a contribution to help Elise win the fight to disbar the corrupt attorney general. How are they going to get her disbarred? It seems to me extremely unlikely. Who is trying to destroy my father and to ruin our family financially? Except we just heard from Trump that they are not in danger of being ruined because he has so much cash money on hand. He says today he has $500 million in cash. So if he wants to use that money to pay off his debts that he is now legally obligated to pay, he could do that. Not only is Trump Tower the place I call home from my childhood, Trump Tower is also where my father famously rode down the golden escalator to announce his bold plan to run for president as a political outsider and give a voice to the forgotten men and women of our country. It's the birthplace of our America First movement. A symbol of the American people and their noble quest to make our country great again. Wait. The Trump Tower is a symbol of the American people's noble quest to make our country great again, and that's why the Democrats want to take it by force. Communism has finally reached our shores. But just because communism has arrived doesn't mean it's here for good. My father and his allies will never surrender our country to the left-wing tyrants who seek to destroy it. And I know you won't either. Right now, Elise needs your help funding her effort to hold corrupt left-wing politicians like Letitia James accountable for weaponizing our legal system. So please, make a contribution to help Elise win the fight to disbar the corrupt attorney general who is trying to destroy my father and our family financially. Thank you, Donald Trump Jr. I was expecting there would be some pictures here along with this email showing Trump Tower, which... by the way, the Washington Post is just reporting, and again, shortly before we went on the air, headline, Trump claims he has $500 million in cash, undercutting his lawyers. Former President Donald Trump said he has almost $500 million in cash days after his lawyers stated that it would be nearly impossible to post the judgment of nearly $500 million in his New York civil fraud case. But then there's the possibility, there's this headline also from the Washington Post, also today, just hours ago, Trump media merger wins investor approval, netting Trump potential windfall. Former president will own about 60% of Truth Social, which at its current share price would be worth about $3.3 billion. A lockup agreement will prevent him from selling the shares for 6 months. But I would assume that even if he is delayed by 6 months, he could get some kind of bond that a bank would authorize, knowing that he has that $3.3 billion that can be transacted. Shareholders voted today to take former President Donald Trump's media company public, a long-delayed move that will open the owner of Truth Social to stock market investors and grant Trump a stake worth billions of dollars he could use to pay down his legal debts. The vote Friday by investors in Digital World Acquisition authorized the Special Purpose Acquisition Company, or SPAC, to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group as part of a process that will avoid a more traditional public offering. Trump will own about 60% of the company, which at Digital World's current share price would be worth about $3.3 billion. He and other investors could earn tens of millions more shares through an earn-out provision tied to the stock's performance. Okay, what all of this kind of does, it's not a question of just undercutting Trump's lawyers, it's undercutting appeals like this heartbreaking appeal from Donald Trump Jr. about his cherished boyhood home, Trump Tower, being taken away. None of that should happen unless the president wants it to. And it's one of those things where right now, does it help him? There are a lot of people who think it does, that the pose of martyrdom, the idea that there are all these legal cases and bills that are due to somebody who was notorious in New York business circles for not paying his bills, but in any event, with all of this going on, there's a very on the point and emotional reaction by Frank Luntz, the king of focus groups, who says that actually on CNN that seizing any Trump properties, whether it's any of the golf courses or Trump Tower or anything, would backfire. Why would it backfire? Because it would help assure his election, winning the election. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And the news about this merger, the merger that would allow President Trump to cash in, though it would take 6 months of what's sometimes called a collar before he could sell the stock that would be worth $3.3 billion. Truth Social would now be called, after the merger, Trump Media. And it could begin trading on the NASDAQ stock exchange as soon as Monday, under the ticker symbol of Trump's initials, DJT. That symbol was also used for Trump's only other public company, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, which collapsed into a penny stock in less than a decade and filed for bankruptcy in 2004. Truth Social has become, and this is as reported in the Washington Post, Truth Social has become Trump's main online megaphone and a gathering place for Trump supporters. Though it launched as an alternative to Twitter, the platform retains only a small fraction of Twitter's online audience. Trump's, when he was last on Twitter back in 2021, he had 88 million followers. He has 6.7 million with Truth Social. Trump said in a Truth Social post yesterday, just before the vote, Truth Social is my voice and the real voice of America. MAGA 2024, and then three exclamation points. Two former contestants from his reality show, The Apprentice, proposed the idea of a free speech media and internet business to Trump after he was kicked from Twitter and other social networks following the U.S. Capitol riots on January 6, 2021. All of this going on, and the idea of, with these maneuvers and with his insistence today that he has $500 million cash on hand, it does look like it's a negative fantasy that somehow his presidential campaign is going to be jettisoned because of the bills that he owes to pay off to E. Jean Carroll and to the state of New York. GOP pollster Frank Luntz, been he's a personal friend. He's been a guest on the show many times. He was on CNN, and he explained that any effort to seize Trump's properties is going to backfire, partially because it's going to create more and more and more emails and solicitations of money, getting you to try to feel sorry for President Trump, who is, as he claims, a billionaire. This is Frank Luntz on CNN.
I want you to remember this moment, and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up, and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that. And I say this to the Attorney General right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the Secretaries of State did in Colorado and what they did in, I believe, is Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
Okay, I do think, look, let's put it this way. Letitia James is not somebody who is signed in to a massive conspiracy to stop Trump. She's trying to advance her own political self-interest. She's an elected officer of New York, and she assumes that with most of the voters in New York being anti-Trump and being Democrats, this is not a state where Trump is going to be campaigning at all or run any ads, because New York is about as blue a state as you can get. I mean, it's right up there with Massachusetts and California. But she is trying. I mean, do I believe that her motivation is political? I think it primarily is, because she is an elected official of the state of New York, and with a weak governor who took over the governorship, remember when Andrew Cuomo was forced to resign, and Governor Hochul not probably being there, despite the fact that she was won election in the last go-round. But in any event, Letitia James is known to have, as most politicians do, a desire for higher office. But the idea that this is a conspiracy, given the fact that it's all going on in courtrooms with public pleadings and arguments, and people can follow it just as closely as they want to, this is a question about, was Trump telling the truth about his wealth? Was he telling the truth today, or was he telling the truth yesterday when it looked like he didn't have the money to pay the fines he has been assessed? Here's a audio collage of some of Trump's estimates of his own resources. Listen.
The good news. I'm very rich. I don't need anybody's money. It's nice. I'm really rich.
I'm the most successful person ever to run.
Fortunately, I'm very rich. So I have a total net worth, and now with the increase, it'll be well over $10 billion. I'm not doing that to brag, because you know what? I don't have to brag. I don't have to, believe it or not.
Believe it or not, he doesn't need to brag. Meanwhile, Fox News reported that Trump says again he's close to having the funds to pay. This is
Truth Social. He's close to raising the funds needed for the $454 million bond from his New York civil case. Trump writing on Truth Social, quote, through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intend to use in my campaign for president. So the question is, if he's got the money, is he going to use it for the campaign or to give it to Letitia James?
I guess I'm not that surprised, because I got the sense from the form that he did not want them touching his properties. I mean, from a political standpoint, it would be great for the president. People seeing them take his property, I think, would send chills down average day America's most reasonable independent vote, especially the Republican Party, would kind of unite the Republican Party. But I think there's so much of his family name when it comes to these businesses that he didn't want him being touched.
I don't blame him.
Okay. I didn't want it to be touched. So what is going to be the next step? And my assumption is the next step is going to be something involving the monetizing of Truth Social. A former president will own about 60% of Truth Social, which at its current share price would be worth about $3.3 billion. So if it's $3.3 billion, you can give up one-sixth of that and pay the bills. A lockup agreement will prevent him from selling the shares for 6 months, which means that that takes us right up to the very edge of the election, doesn't it? We will bring you the latest news from Moscow, where they're beginning to find out more about this terror attack. The latest for the last-minute final drive through the Senate and getting a signature by President Biden to avoid a government shutdown. And a couple of movies, one a sequel to a favorite, we'll review in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.